much more significant part of that will be through the vaccination centres as well. And the HSE are engaging both with the GPs and with pharmacists as well on the role they will play in that. But I think the key principle here has to be that there's reasonable access in terms of geographic spread. And I have been very much, I've been liaising with the HSE on this principle and on this point over the last period of time. And they are committed and have given commitments that there will be satellite centres and will be making announcements as well in time to communicate how that will be happening.
Are you concerned about the changes to the vaccine programme that now effectively puts everyone in the same category after we vaccinate the over 70s and the medically vulnerable?
I can definitely understand the view and the concern among Gardaí and teachers and many others who are particularly engaged with other people in terms of frontline activities. And I very much understand that. And certainly the initial vaccination rollout in terms of the various categories that were in place, we had a very, very long and in-depth discussion on this because we understand the importance of it and the implications of it at Cabinet yesterday. NIAC, in terms of the National Immunization Advisory Council, which is basically the committee that was put together involving doctors and medical professionals to oversee the national vaccination rollout and who would have proposed the initial categorizations. They came to Cabinet yesterday after having consulted with NPHET and gotten the approval of NPHET with a new vaccination protocol, which is based on science.